This is the Interesting Facts Roundup for the week beginning June 24th, 2007. And we started the week by looking at a little bit of money, but that's so interesting it got its own podcast on the blog. Along with money, we all need food, and fruit was the next interesting fact. In fact, fruit can be made into money because it can be made into a powerful fuel. US scientists have said that the sugar, fructose, found in fruit such as apples and oranges, can be converted into a new type of low-carbon fuel for cars. According to an article in the journal Nature, the fuel contains far more energy than ethanol. Another British report on biofuels says all types of waste products, including plastic bags, can be used to make biodiesel fuel. Makes you wonder what's in your rubbish bag. And the rest of the week is pretty much given over to Glastonbury Festival, one of my favourite festivals, even though I've only ever been there once. And that was as a volunteer for Oxfam. 1,200 people were employed at the Glastonbury Festival just to pick up and sort the rubbish. I remember when you just needed some volunteers and a few bin bag liners. I guess that's the price you pay for charging so much for entrance. One litter picker received a nice bonus, though, after coming across £6,000 in cash. 2 years ago, almost 2,000 tons of rubbish were produced, and that's more than a town of a comparable size. According to festival rubbish manager Robert Curl, people produce more rubbish when they're partying. 2,000 old oil drums are used as litter bins. 13 dustbin trucks travel round the site every day from 6 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. 2 years ago, 50% of all rubbish was recycled, including 230 tons of compostable food and biodegradable plates, cups and cutlery, with the other half going into landfill. And this year, 177,500 people attended, creating a tent city with the same population as Norwich or Sunderland. Well, it would be one way to solve the UK's housing problem. There were also 3,220 toilets at Glastonbury. But hang on, that's only one for every 55 people. They're emptied and cleaned throughout using vacuum tankers pulled by tractors. The effluent gets pumped into a huge lagoon. Doesn't that sound romantic? At the north of the site, where a machine picks out clothes, phones and other items that have been dropped. Before this separator was installed a few years ago, workers had to do the job in a boat. Nice work if you can get it. The waste is then transferred to 5,500-gallon tankers, which make 40 trips a day, day and night, to local sewage works. Most ends up 30 miles away at Avonmouth on the Bristol Channel. Too much information? Glastonbury also uses about 1.5 million gallons of water. This is far more than the local supply could provide, and so a new water main was installed 10 years ago, supplying 2/3 of the festival's needs. The other third is brought in by tanker from a reservoir 7 miles away, hopefully a long way from that lagoon. The water is stored in 5 huge tanks before being pumped around the site to sinks, standpipes, cafes, stalls and any other areas that need it. More than 10 miles of pipes have been built beneath the fields over the years, with another 15 miles laid over ground before the festival starts. And finally, we're going to stick with Glastonbury. It uses 30 megawatts of electricity over the weekend, about as much as the city of Bath. Of course, there's no electricity for your tent, so don't bother taking a hairdryer, but the 200 generators, which use 100 kilometres of cabling, are used to supply most of the stages, markets and backstage porter cabins. The festival is also making a big push to use renewable energy, and the greenfields, including the 1,000-capacity Croissant Neuf Marquis, get the innuendo, only use renewable energy, mainly from solar and wind power. And there are solar-heated showers, although not many visitors use them, while generators in several areas use biodiesel sourced from recycled cooking fat. And if they could just figure out how to use the rubbish from last year for next year, they won't need any external electricity source at all. And that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, learning something new can be good for the brain.